Okay, good morning. We are continuing Siman Pei Gimel, the halachas of fish. But since I don't know if it was a mistake or not, but since I mentioned yesterday about swordfish and sturgeon, and Baruch Hashem from the Chabura, we got some pushback. So I would love to, I would like to point out that, first of all, when you read the Kafa Chaim on the matter, right away he writes, Minhag Pashut Bekol Yisrael, swordfish is kosher. And then he quotes the Kafa Chaim, Primagadim, Chida, Machzik Bracha, and Zivchei Tzedek. So I just want to digress just a little bit, just a drop about swordfish. And so the poskim talk about swordfish, not really sturgeon, but it's basically seems to be the same issue. Just there is a fish in the Gemara that says it's kosher. It may be referring to the swordfish or not, but we'll leave that because it's very difficult to know. Wait, what was that? Okay. I forget the exact wording. I didn't write it down. Anyways, so the Knesset HaGadola talks about the dag cherev, the swordfish, and Knesset HaGadola is about close to 400 years ago. So he says swordfish is kosher, and he's certainly one to rely on. The only issue is some want to say that was almost 400 years ago, and who says his swordfish is the same swordfish that we have? Okay, so if you can use that or not as a masora, let's move to the next step. So what could be wrong? So just the two main issues are, does it have any scales? So I think it's been documented or proven that swordfish do have scales. But that is one of the questions, is because normally when you find it, there's no scales. An adult swordfish, usually when you find it, there are no scales. But they are usually there when it's very young. And even older ones, sometimes you will see scales. People have testified to that. The other issue is the scales of a swordfish is a little different than your average fish. The average fish, it's basically, they come out of the surface of the skin, the outer layer of the skin. But the swordfish, it's a deeper layer of skin. So when you remove it, you are damaging the skin. To remove a scale from a swordfish, you do have to some degree, you are going to mess with or damage the outer layer of the skin. But underneath it, you will always still have a complete, full layer of skin. So you could remove it, and you still have a full layer of skin. So is that okay? So we know that many poskim, such as the Noda B'Yehuda, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Darkei Tshuva, they all say it's not a problem. You let it remove scales with the boiling hot water. Even if you some of the skin goes along with it, it's not a problem. And we mentioned the Chasam Sofer that says it is a problem, but he seems to be more of a minority opinion. Anyways, that's in a nutshell. The biggest issue is that. And about, I think, 50, 75 years ago, Moshe David Tendler was famous for trying to, at the time, many people, religious Jews, were eating swordfish, and he wanted to stop it, saying it was treif. So he was successful in many of the kashrus agencies. His main point was that you have to remove the scales easily. So that's why, halachically, that's important to point out, you will not find that anywhere in any Rish, Gemara, Rishon, or Achron, except I did not look at the Chasam Sofer inside, so it could be there is a Das Yachid, but in general, the halacha is clear. You can remove it with your hand or a kli. And nowhere does it talk about easy or difficult. Nowhere does it talk about damaging the skin or not. So that's, I mentioned that yesterday, but in a way that was a mistake. It's because kashrus, generally a kashrus agency, they're usually only going to be matir fish for whatever reason, if it's easy to remove. Hence, you all, many Akashic agencies will not certify sturgeon or swordfish as kosher, but the reality is that's really seems to be more of a das yachid. Tzitz Eliezer also writes, it's a problem, it's aser, but if you read his tshuva, he doesn't look at one. He was told that there are no scales, and it seems like he was told there is no masora for it. But there is communities throughout the years nonstop eating swordfish. So I don't know. But the ones who, some of them who do say it's Beferush Mutter, we already mentioned the Kafa Chaim and all that he brings with him. The Rav Machbud says it's certainly kosher, and Rav Schachter says it's certainly kosher. And Rav Unterman, who was the chief rabbi of, was considered a big posek at the time, chief rabbi of Tel Aviv and then of Israel, and he also paskened it's 100% mutter. So that's that answers that one. Just out of interest, scales of fish, as they grow, we mentioned this yesterday, as the fish grows, so too the scales of fish, unlike by sharks. So, and then they form little rings, a little bit like trees. So you can actually tell the age a little bit of a fish by judging their scales. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch inside. Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel. So, Se'if Hei. Now, Se'if Hei. Seir Dagim. Temeim in Elamid Rabbanan. So, if you're salting the fish and some of the liquid comes out, so it's salty brine, this is, it's aser, only midarabanan. Really midaraisa, it's not a problem, but it has a din, derabanan, because if we allow, the Ron explains, if we allow you to eat the tzir of a dog tame, you might come to actually think that the fish is kosher. So in order to, we don't want you to eat the fish by mistake, so therefore, chazal or aser. So, lefichach, what happens if here? Mutter liknot meagoyim dagim meluchim tahorim af al pisha munachim imatmeim vikli echad shemalonim lechu yachad. So let's say you want to go to the store and they're all together. You have dag tame and dag tahor, treif and kosher, fish together. And even though they're in one kli, you're allowed, and even though they're moist and wet, you're allowed to buy it. And we don't say that the salt from, we don't assume that they were salted together, right? You can salt them for the initial 18 minutes with fresh salt and you put them together, so that could be an issue. We're not worried about that. Even if they're so, obviously if they were never salted, it's not an issue, but even if they were salted, we assume that they were salted separately and then they get mixed together. And even if you have a residual salt, it's not an issue. The only time we say, so the Shach discusses this, not to get too much into detail, but we say Maliach Keroteach for the first 18 minutes by fish, b'tzirz derabanan, but by Yisur deraisa, as long as it's still in that initial Malicha juice, the salted juice, then it could still be even much longer. We'll get to there in Sadi Aleph. But for our purposes, it's certainly no issue. Hagar. V'yesh osrim imunachim imatimeim bechavit achat. But some are say it's aser if they're together. You see that they're salted and they're together because we're afraid maybe they were salted together. V'chanoagin. And so is the minag. Shaloli knotan afilu imroim rak shemunachim imatimeim hameluchim be'irbu v'aleshulchan shemokrim otam sham. So because sometimes they salt it together, if you're going to see them, they're all on the same table or in the same bucket together. So then the minhag is to be machmer, not to buy them when they're together. Milvad beherring, umekreish, the matirin b'chol enyan. But when you buy the herring, not worried. Even if they're mixed in the same bucket, it's 100% mutter. There's not even a chumrah on this because the matirin b'chol enyan, the vade ena nimlachim imatimeim. Because for sure these weren't salted together. It's only a chashash that they were salted together. Oh, I keep reading them. Mishum de ein derech hamalchum imahem. Yeah, okay. V'afilo b'sha'ar davim. Even if there are other fish there, Ein lahachmir lefashvish relivdok imesh b'neim dagim tameim. And you don't have to start looking. You see a row of kosher salmon.
Other than herring, you know?
No. Keep reading. Lafil b'shar en lahachmir lefashvish velivdok imesh b'neim dagim tameim. See, when you buy them, you never have to worry that there's dagim tameim mixed up unless you see them mixed up. Okay. If you see a bucket or a row of kosher salmon, you can just take one. You don't have to start looking in, underneath them or between them and look. Maybe they're mixed together. Okay. So Shach points out, Achzuke Sura lo machzakinan. It's a big klal. Afilu hecha di'ika levrure. Even if you are able to check, the rule is, again, how do you apply it? When do you apply it? It's a whole other story. But the general rule is, if we don't expect there, I mean, the Shach is, this is actually, it's a good place to look, because it's a good source for the future. It's, he writes, the principle of a chazak, you don't have, a chazuki, yisura lo mechzakina means that you don't even have to check. Now, but it depends. If you have a chazaka, here, alfagav, I'll just read it, it's easier. The alfagav, this is in Yud Aleph. The alfagav, the rov mechzakin heim, b'shchita, ein lismoch lechatchila, lechazaka, v'makam, yecholim levaro. We know that sometimes when, even though there's a chazaka, that something is kosher, so then you still have to be mervarer. We don't say, lo mechzakinan, whenever there's a chazaka. It's, d'hachad einanu matir medagim mikoa chazaka. When you just stam have a chazaka that something is good, then if you're able to check, you still check. But here, it's the other, I mean, mehechi teiti yehe kan isser. In this case, when there's no, you don't even need to come on to chazaka. We're talking about all you see right here is dag tahor, so you don't have to now look. Though maybe there's dag tame. If you have a chazaka that there will be mixed in, and you have robes, so then you do have to check. Anyway, okay. Let's keep reading. Ve'im roa shehadagim hatameim shruyim b'mayim imataharim afilu beherring yesh la'asra. But if you see that they are soaked, they're being soaked in water together with kosher and non-kosher fish, even when it comes to herring. Now, if you don't see them soaked together right now, then it's fine. You can buy them. You don't say they were soaked. You don't worry about that. Only if you see them being soaking in water. All this is a din lechatchila. About b'di'evit shekavar kana'an yesh lahatir b'kol inyan. Now, everything that we learned until now in the Ramah is only lechumra, mikar din, b'di'evit, it's fine.
So we see when he's machmir lechatchila, he's being chozer from what he said earlier?
He's being chozer, I believe, on everything. Well, only lekula, he's saying, yeah. What he mentioned by herring was actually lekula. He's not chozer on that. He said, anyway, in all these cases that we said in this entire Ramah, it's okay. He says, "V'diyevet shekavar kanan yesh lahatir b'cholim mishum the tzir dagim derabanan," because we say tzir dagim is derabanan. V'amrinan shema batchila lo nimlechu yachad, and we say that perhaps they weren't even salted together. V'ein choshesim acharkach lebliyatan, and so therefore we're not choshesh afterwards for any bliyas from one zemizeh. I'm just going to point out, though, we're talking about when they weren't soaked for 24 hours. Everything we're saying now that's 100% mutter b'diyavid is if it wasn't soaked together for 24 hours. Anything that's soaked for 24 hours has a din of kamavushal, exactly. And therefore, that is a problem. But if you don't know that it was for sure soaked for 24 hours, you don't have to go on and think that maybe it was soaked. As you saw, it was soaking there. Maybe it was for a minute, for an hour, for 3 hours. Who knows it was soaked for 24 hours? We are not choshesh for that. Okay, it's veikah derabanan on the kula on that. And it's... he says kavush is d'oraisa, correct. But we're talking about kavush with.
If you know it's kavush, then it's awesome. If you know it's kavush,
right? If you know it's exactly. It's if it's for 24 hours, that's not when he's being matar. Exactly, that's what I said. We're talking about that fish, we assume in general, don't have a lot of fat, certainly less than shishim. But if you know there's a lot of fat involved, then it's then we're talking about potentially dag tame, so then it could be deraisa. And then your safek goes lachumra. Obviously, every case has to be looked at individually, okay? But normally, as the Shach points out, we assume that there's no shamnunit and it's sveik sveika lakula. Maybe there's no shuman, and even if there is, who says it traveled to any, it was boleya and got stuck onto your piece of kosher fish, so we don't have to worry about it. Okay, let's go on. V'hi'ika v'hecha, da'adagim meluchim yaveshim, mutar b'chol inyan. And now, if you have relatively dry fish, in other words, they're not salty, they're not juicy with salt, they're basically dry. Generally, they salted them, then they hang them to dry. Mutar b'chol inyan, miyacharsha tamim gam kem yaveshim. So both, all the fish is dry, the kosher, the non-kosher, and all they did was, they were just touching each other. So for sure, that's not an issue. V'nagu l'hach mir gam bazel l'chadchila im munachim b'neihem. But l'chadchila, just buy from where they sell separately your kosher fish on this table and your non-kosher fish on another table, and that's the best way to do it. But as the Shach points out, it really depends also on what the minag is. What, you know, whatever the minag is in your place to do lachatchila, that's what you should do lachatchila. Okay, let's go on to Vav. Okay, goy shehevi chavit melea. Right, so when you're going shopping in a fish marketplace, so we see there's a difference lechatchila and depends on the actual minag. If you should lechatchila go to a fish market and buy, if they mix them together or don't mix them together, if you should lechatchila buy from there or not. And we're not going to really probably talk about it much more here. So I'll just mention, if like you Moshe mentioned yesterday, what about a separate knife? So if you're going to go to a store, that a fish market that sells it, if it's a, if, and they're going to have in the store some fish that are kosher and some that are not. So the one issue we just discussed in the Ramah is it depends how they're organized. Okay, Machloket Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, or whatever the minag is, really defines it. And what about them using the same knives? So some people, they'll bring your own knife to them and bring your own cutting board and say, here, do it on this. That for sure wouldn't be a problem. But make sure your knife is sharp enough, because if it doesn't work well, they're not going to want to use it. What if you can use their knife or not? So basically, it really will depend who you ask. But the two basic opinions is, one is make sure that they clean their knife thoroughly before, between different fish. And then if you're still worried, so then what you need to do, and some will say either way, is wherever they cut from, you just have to cut off a klipa, like a really, really thin amount. Don't have them leave the skin on, so you only have a few cuts in a couple spots, and wherever they cut, that's not a problem. You could just do a kadei klipa. That'll be one opinion out there if you ask your Rav. The other opinion will be all you have to do is just wash it, because where everything here is just cold. But okay, again, lechatchila b'diavad, sakin, but there's no harif, it's just clean. It's no harif over here. So it depends who you ask. You'll have two opinions, and the more machmer one, and yotze kol adeos, is if you just cut off a kdei klipa at the point where they cut. But some will be made code for that. Okay, vav. Let's go to goy. Wait, run vav, right? Yeah. Goy shehevi chavit meleya mitzir dagim. Now, what happens, again, this, we're going to read this halacha, but it's not so practical. Let's say you go to a store and you have a whole barrel of tzir, brine from fish juice. Okay? Shehevi chavit meleya mitzir dagim. Im kuchit. Now, you want to know if can you drink or use this seer as a kosher. So if there's this kuchit, the kuchit a fish. Machlokas, it's in the Gemara, Shach sums it up a little bit, but if we keep reading, it says, Perush ha'aruch, it's a dog, katan, tameh, so that's Rashi and some say it's referring to a small kosher fish, it's a treif fish that'll grow in the brine, right? You put the brine in there, you close it, and then later on this fish grows in there. V'achirim perishu shehu dag tahor. And Rambam and others say it's a kosher fish that grows. Don't ask me to explain more than that. But it only grows in kosher brine. This special fish, it could only grow if the brine is from a kosher fish. That's what was considered a proper sign in those days. So if it grows one kuchit, this dog, this fish, achat, one of it, one, shotetotbo, you see it swimming over there, mutter, it's mutter to eat from this brine. Shizes siman, we're going to see at the end, what if there's fish in there, but right now we're talking, simply put, it's an empty barrel of juice, brine. Shizes siman shehu midagim taharim, because then you know it has to be that this brine came from dagim taharim, because that's the way it works. V'im lav aser. If not, then it's aser. If you don't see, you know, because you don't know where the brine came from, so you have to be worried. The safek deraisa, maybe it's from a tray fish. Now, that's as long as you have one fish, if the barrel was sealed, then it works. And then you know it's kosher. But if the barrel wasn't sealed shut, then maybe the fish came afterwards. Not because it grew in kosher brine, but because it just got in there later on. So then, so if you only have one, that's no proof, because one can somehow get in there. But if you have two, then you know it's kosher. So that's the difference of the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. The first one, the stam, if it's stuma or petucha. I'm not sure if it just means closed completely. Probably means. Okay. Covered enough that nothing can get in. Again, do you need wax around it? I don't know. I'm assuming not, but I don't know. Aval im haita petucha ina niter v'pakum shna. Aval be'achas chayshinan shama me'al ma'ata. If there was only one and it was open, then you don't know, maybe it just traveled in there from on top. Okay. V'yesh misha omer, this is a second opinion. More mekel, shima hayu chaviot rabot v'kulan petuchot v'kulchit ahaynu dag tor m'shirtat v'achad mehen kulan mutarot. Even if you have many barrels, and even if it was open, all you need is one open barrel, one of the barrels have one of these kulchit, and they're all mutar. Okay, so that's more mekel opinion. No, we're talking Seer. Correct. Seer is Darabana, exactly. But also it has a chazaka. Okay, you're right. There's no fish or scales here. There's no fish. This, we're talking about a barrel with brine. And you mean the kulchit? I don't know. I don't understand the machloket. It sounds like a machlokas and metzias. If it's dag tamei tahor, I did not figure that out yet. Hayu stumot. Now, what if you have a bunch of barrels and they're all satum? Patach echat mehen. All you need to do is open up one, because you assume they're all the same. They're all from the brine is all from the same group of fish. You have this. You can assume it, chazaka or whatever. Padak achad mehen, you open up one, umatza ba kuchit hi muteret. All you have to do is find one in one of them, because it's a stuma, right? Muteret hashniya, and then they're all mutter. Umatza ba kuchit kulan mutaret, and they're all mutter. V'yesh mi sha'omer, Shach points out, it's not really a machloket, everyone holds this. V'yesh mi sha'omer, daha desharia ayide kuchit hani miliki she'en badag. Or chaticha, she'en behem kas kasim. We're talking, up until now, we've been talking about an empty barrel except for the brine. Now, but if you find kosher fish, or fish meat with scales, then it's fine. What happens if you find fish meat that has no scales and you don't know if it's kosher or not in there, but there's actual fish meat in there? Ein behem kaskasim. There are no kaskasim. Aval im yesh behem hakol aser. Or there's fish meat and
there's no pieces. The whole
term is no pieces. Right, exactly. That's what I was saying.
There's
exactly.
With no scales,
if there are meat without scales, now hakol aser. What's hakol aser? It means the brine is aser because maybe the brine is treif, and it comes from and the meat is treif because there's no scales. But if you have it mixed, some meat has scales and some doesn't have scales, so there's meat that has scales, b'dyeved is mutter. Because b'dyeved, because we're not sure where that meat came from. And because... No, and we're talking about a case where it hasn't been, 24 hours. That's my understanding. But otherwise, if the kosher meat itself and any of the fish that has scales, that would be kosher, because we're not worried that it came from.
But not the tzir.
The tzir is aser, and the treif meat is. Right, because I think we're talking the meat that's in there is a din of a suffix. And so therefore, I think that's where we're saying it. So you don't have to worry that it came from one to another.
Yeah.
Right. But you're not. We don't say that it ossered it from, even though the treif didn't osser the kosher, I think because that's a suffix treif. I think that's the case we're talking about. Okay, if it would for sure be treif, then that would be, if you knew for sure it was a treif fish, then it could be, even the kosher one is treif. Anyway. All right, we'll stop here.